But as Irene spoke, all John could hear was the sound of her heels clicking against the tile not moments ago. All he could think about was overpowering her. As soon as Irene finished speaking, he pounced on her.
Irene fought back, scratching at him, leaving marks on his hands. He bound her arms and gagged her. As she struggled to fight back, he groped her breasts. It's possible that Irene lost consciousness in the struggle. From her autopsy, we know that she was comatose when John raped her.
Suddenly, John heard footsteps overhead. It was Holy Saturday, and people were waiting to give their confessions. He needed to get back to work, back to his position as a moral guide. So he dragged Irene down to the basement, then walked upstairs with his hands still bloodied.
As John listened to confessions from the other parishioners, he kept an eye on the door to the rectory. Although Irene was gagged and possibly unconscious, he worried she could still make enough noise to call attention to herself.